It's grassy too. Hi, guys. Whoa, 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 whoa. How are you all doing? It's the first episode of season two, and we are here already recording. Yeah. Oh, how are you all doing? What's up? How did you enjoy your holiday, your break, and everything? I'm so happy to be back here. So, so happy. I'm so, so happy to be back here. And yes, we are here. We're queer. We're LGBT here. If you haven't listened, if this is your first time of listening, this is Square City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. Here we cover interviews, charts. We cover vulnerable stories or violations. We give the Nigerian LGBTIQ community a platform, a levitation to express how they feel. Yes, yes. Season one ended last year, and season two starts today, being the 21st of January, 2019. Wow. I'm so glad and happy to be back here. If you haven't subscribed, quickly do that on Anchor. Subscribe on Google Podcasts. We're available on iTunes. We're available on Spreaker. We're available on Castbox, Radio Public, Podbean. Virtually almost everywhere you get your podcast from, we are available there. Just go there and go subscribe. Don't forget to give us the 5-star rating and drop your reviews on iTunes. We will be so glad to have you do that for us. Yes, guys. Now, I still remember Queer Night, actually. Queer Night of Queer City. And on this episode, I would actually like to talk about a little bit of politics. Yes, my dear. We are all political animals, said a scholar. So let's get to talk politics. Life itself is political, right? Our existence, our very existence is political. So let's talk politics. Yeah, queer guys too interested in politics a little bit. What's up? What's up with the trend of last year? Sure, last year, almost every presidential aspirant tend to... I don't know if it's a campaign strategy. I don't know. But they all tend to bring the LGBTIQ community to the table of their campaign. I don't know. I don't know what's up with them. But then, guy, I don't know why they are doing that. But I feel towards this election, guys, is the collection of PVC still ongoing? If it's still ongoing, please go get yours. And if it's not on again, if you've got your PVC, who are we voting for? Let's get a talk. The election is just in less than 8 weeks, yeah? About 8-7 weeks time would be having a presidential election. Who are we voting for? What would you be doing on that election day? What would you be doing? Are you hanging out? Are you going to be talking with friends and families? Are you going to be having a roundtable discussion on election? Are you going to be sitting on your sofa in front of the TV, monitoring the poll? What are you doing? And I don't really know much about the electioneering process, but could Nigerians who are outside Nigeria, could they also vote? Could they vote? Is there a e-platform for them to do that? I don't know. But if then, we that we are in Nigeria, what are we doing? What's it going to look like? What's it going to look like for you and for me? Who are you voting for? Who do you think seem to have the best interest of the community? Not forgetting the fact that as a community, we shouldn't wait for any political messiah, because nobody is coming to save anybody. We are to save ourselves. Stonewall riots wasn't as a result of any political support, but it was actually from the community. They felt they needed to move on, and that was what they did. Right? And that was what they did. So, what's up? What's up with you? What's up with you? What are you doing? I don't know. But I'm sure. There's this woman, amidst the aspirant, one, I think, Obi Ezekwelili. I don't know if I can pronounce her name. I'm sorry. But why should I even be sorry? She's a damn homophobic person. And I don't joke with homophobes, please. And I'm also 100% sure that Donald Duke isn't having my vote. And I'm sure she don't have yours too, because he's a homophobe. I don't deal with homophobes. What else do we have? Buhari. Buhari is a no-no for me. He's a no-no. Showore, that boy, no. No, I'm not sure. But then, I don't know if I would be voting for Atiku. Well, I don't know. Nobody's paying me for advertisement. Nobody's paying me for campaign. Yeah, I'm not campaigning for anybody. But then, I don't know about Atiku. I felt he had been on the fence ever since. Even if there are rumors around, going around, that rumor has it that he is a community member. But then, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, guys? What do you think? Don't forget to drop your opinions, actually. Yes, don't forget to drop your opinions on our Instagram page at Kwara City Podcast. I think, yeah, we have a Facebook page, right? I know, yes, we do. That's also Kwara City Podcast. There are two pages. Any of the two belongs to us. Feel free to drop your comments there, right? Who do you think we should vote for? Election is coming. We can't keep Mutan just hold our hands as if nothing is happening. Whatever these policy makers, whatever they do, would affect us. After all, Goodluck Jonathan signed the SSNPA bill into being a law. He was a political person, and I'm sure some of us voted him in. We wouldn't want to make that mistake again. We wouldn't want to criminalize ourselves by ourselves again, even if we have, because I feel our vote counts regardless of our sexual orientation and gender identity. So, my dears, as this election is coming, please, I want you all to go out there. For the fact that we are gay doesn't mean we should. Or for the fact that we're trans, whatever you are, as far as you are in the LGBTI community. My dear, I feel we also have the right to vote. Yes, we also have the right to vote. We should vote too, my dear. We should. And then let me use this opportunity to tell you guys, I feel we actually in an age where, as queer persons, we should venture more into decision-making committees and panels like politics. Yes, it's no crime if I become the president of Nigeria tomorrow. But then before I become the president of Nigeria, hopefully Nigeria would have become a safe space for LGBTIQ persons. Look at what happened in the United States. I think last month, which is last year, and I think there was one in this year, but recently, in the United States of America, there are a lot of cities who had their, I think they call it mayor or so, or their representative, their senators, what LGBTIQ persons. My dear, if they be in the decision-making things, right, if they're in a team of decision-making or some decision-making things, these people will stand up for their community. Yes, they would. They would. So please, let us start trying to venture into politics, right? And I would say this too. If you know somebody with LGBTIQ and is vying for a post, do give the person your support and try as much as possible to sell that person. Can we go this little break?
I'm Tuto from South Africa on season 2 of Queer City Podcast. I look forward to more representation, thrilling interviews, educative talks, and seasoned guests.
Yeah, guys, I'm back. So as I was saying, please give them your support, you know. Support them in every way you could, just support them. Let's not forget this also, that politics is not until you go for presidency or governorship or even senatorial positions, right? You can start from councilorship, you know, chairmanship. Just be a form of representation, right? Be a form of representation. You know, I don't. Nigerian politics itself, and it's so funny. You know, when I checked through the list of people that are contesting, I think they're about 18 or 19 or 20 there. But some lists say they're 31, some says they're 18. But at least I think I know of Buhari. That man is enough for me. Atiku Abubakar, maybe for me. Dr. Adesina Fagbenro Byron. Oh, Fagbenro. I think I once came across this man through somebody who was trying to persuade myself into supporting this man, and this is what I felt. Fagbenro promised equality for everybody. My question was, what did he have for the LGBTQ community? He's having nothing, sorry to know. Reverend Chris Okotie, sorry, no. Mr. Gbenga Olawipo Ashim, no. Honorable Amisu Santoraki, no. Chief Sam Eke, no. Dr. Olakpadi Agoro, no. Edozie Madu, no. Elder Williams Olushola Awushola. So what's an elder still looking for in presidency? She gonna sit down in his church or go for his elders meeting in his village. Guys, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting to shade anybody. Usman Ibrahim Al-Aji. You're an Al-Aji already. Go and sit down in the mocks. Obi Ezekiel Silly. Oh, this is the one I was trying to talk about that time. Very, very homophobic, that talked about our religion not allowing her to fight for LGBTQ community. My dear, she didn't have brought us up at all initially, so go sit your ass down. Excuse me. Al-Aji Ahmed Sakil. Go and open up a granite silo in the north. You show me good seal. I'm just joking. Prince Ikekeke. Maybe it's the owner of Kakena Pep. I don't know. I'm just joking too. Yeah. Mr. Isaac Babatunde Oshitelu. Oshitelu means poverty had stepped on the country. Sorry, Mr. Oshitelu. Let poverty go and step on your own house. We don't want you. Sorry. I'm just joking. Major General John W.T. Bo. What's that? Sorry. No. Dr. Olusegun Emeka. My dear, you've not made any national impact. I barely know most of these people here. Dr. Nicholas Felix. Sorry, I don't still know you. How come Shewere is not on this list? You know, Shewere is one of the persons that makes me laugh. Okay, I don't know why Shewere is not on the list, but then, guys, let's all move out to vote. I love you all. Guys, see you next week.
We're LGBT. Yeah!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.